Good morning. Today is Wednesday, July the 12th. Joining us this morning, Humboldt County Supervisor Virginia Bass. Good morning.
Good morning.
You are hesitant about life, aren't
you? I'm thinking like we're halfway almost through July. And I don't know what happened to January at this point.
Yeah.
I know. When you said that, it's like, wow.
Yeah, I know. Our quote this morning, this will help you out. Susan Sontag. Quote, I was not looking for my dreams to interpret my life, but rather for my life to interpret my dreams.
Well, that's pretty deep. I'm not sure I'd prefer.
No kidding. Oh, how about the fiscal year? What's that look like for you?
Well, you know, the first 12 days are pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, 11. I'm just barely starting.
Yeah,
12.
Yeah.
You know, it's always in some ways a guessing game. You know, you do the best estimates and projections that you can. Obviously, we do quarterly, well, maybe it's not obvious. Let's just say we do quarterly reviews during open board session, and that's when we kind of see where the adjustments need to be made. Sometimes there's more money, sometimes there's less. You know, sometimes there's just things that come up. So at this point, you know, we're off to a solid start.
Any surprises out of the state?
Any surprises?
With the budget?
Did
the number change in the last couple of weeks?
Well, you know, there are some changes as far as in regards to the IHSS situation.
They're trying to step back on that one.
Yeah, well, that's not really. They're putting it in over time, which means instead of costing us $700,000 the first year, it would be spaced out. The problem with the way they were proposing it, or currently are proposing it, is, you know, it's like pretty gradual for the first 2 years. The third year out, however, it will be a huge hit. So there's some work to be done. Probably a lot of that's going to be done with the new governor, whoever that is. So
$750,000 this year?
It would have. That's what we were estimating.
What does the big hit look like?
Well, the big hit is actually they're basing it on the inflator of what they use. The increase of people needing services, because as the community ages, there are more people needing these services. And so it was like, you know, start out like 2%, 3%. It hops up to 7%, which basically is like a 7% growth. And anyway, it's a problem. It's a problem for all the counties. And then the other thing that's really big on our radar has been AB 1250, which is it's an issue with contracting out. There is a bill that, actually it's interesting, they've now exempted cities and any other governmental agency other than counties. But it's basically saying when you can or can't contract out work. And, you know, one of the examples I use that's really on my mind now is like doing environmental documents, say for the GPU or cannabis, whatever we're doing, often we bring in consultants. And if that were to happen, it would be basically you can't do it. You have to prove that you're going to save money.
So what union's behind this?
Well, I'm hearing at the state level it's SEIU, but I have not been personally involved in those discussions, though every week we do get an update.
Too much fun. KINS, News and Information Time is 8:19. We'll be back with more from Virginia.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbara Streisand, Billy Joel, and the Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. So, Virginia, the budget's kind of as anticipated?
Give or take a little bit. You know, a few weeks ago when we looked at it again, we did have a higher estimate for the amount of monies coming in from Measure S. It went from 2-something million to 4.8 million based on, you know, our best information. Of course, my big question is, will it all come in? But, you know, you kind of budget, and we're fairly conservative in our budgeting. Our CIO is pretty careful. So
there are a couple ticking time bombs, I think, as most folks perceive it. You got the ADA issue.
Yep.
And the compliance and the costs associated with that. I guess it's not the compliance with it, it's the cost associated with it.
Well, yeah. I mean, a lot of old buildings, a lot of...
Well, and the delayed, so you get compression of the impact of it. And then also the cost of enforcement for the marijuana stuff.
Yes.
And that's, yeah, I suppose I see it in reverse order, that the compliance or enforcement costs are going to be significantly larger. Huge,
yeah,
might be a good way to say it. I mean, if you take, well, you pay the average guy $50,000, probably cost you $75,000. You got 50 of those, it's $3.5 million. Boom.
Yeah, it's
kind of sucks up that Measure S increase that you had in, and a little bit more. Are we going to be safe to go out there? Because I know the sheriff is looking at it, going, I can't pull guys off patrol. And the other hand, we've got all these folks that are out there that are growing and more growing and more growing. The guys who are trying to come out of the woods are concerned about the other guys,
right,
and we still got the feeding on themselves. So, yeah.
Well, I think what you're talking about, folks feeding on themselves, could be really important for, I don't know how this is going to work, but I think there's a sense in some portions of the community that folks that are actually doing it by the book will be frustrated with those who aren't. And so... I suspect there may be a few complaints that, you know, get lodged, which helps us get to people. We've got many people, of the 2,300 or so, that submitted that first piece of paper to hold their spot.
The deadline's at the end of the year?
Yeah, and yeah. Those folks who have not followed through at all and we've heard nothing from, which there are a few of those, may not realize it, but they've really put themselves in a significantly bad position. And also looking at people who
are... And then the 10,000 didn't bother.
Huh? Yeah. Well, and that's the other thing. And you're going, so where do you spend your resources? We do, we've changed our fining policy, where it's now up to a maximum of 900,000. And most
per
of the time...
what?
Per, well, it's like...
Per grow, per plant,
today.
Per
no,
day?
There's a per day, and I don't know the entire mechanics, but I do understand people that have, say somebody... was going to have they planted before their permit was actually passed, right? So that's really not okay. So until they take care of the issue, there's a fine that will be assessed. And pretty soon it gets kind of steep. And so most people are just paying the fine
Which pays for some compliance officers.
Yeah. And, but at the same time, you know, we've also changed the process for code enforcement. We're in the process of changing it and bringing on three more positions. But those all take time. So, and, you know, I've heard some complaints about that house on Booner.
Yeah, I got some complaints
about
it,
too. You got some complaints? I think there's a tree or something.
Yeah.
Man. I'm going to send those people out.
The dog, yeah.
The fence is too high.
Yeah, all kinds of fun. Yeah, the rhododendrons are too big. The marijuana thing is really going to be, I think, a challenge, any way you look at it. Are you hearing anything from Huffman or his folks about the DOJ? Because, you know, all the stuff that you guys are doing... is dandy. I guess it makes us feel good, but it's really not going to do anything when they start looking for cannon fodder at the federal level, and they either dismiss everything or they take the records, seize the records, and then decide to say, well, here's our first wave, and then our next wave we'll do a couple of low flyovers, and it's all for naught.
Yeah, you know, it's very uncertain, as many things are at the federal level. And I haven't personally had conversations with Huffman. You know, we get some communications that, you know, of what's going on from our lobbyists that are in D.C. But even then, most of it is, you know, different comments. There's nothing that's actually, I don't think there's anything anybody is certain of. And that's a really frightening thing to say.
So does it make sense to sit back and wait, or to bring it to the table and push aggressively hard to get a determination to say yes or no? And I know it's a federal issue, but nonetheless, who's better in the bullseye than us in Humboldt, us in Mendocino, us in Trinity County
But we're not the biggest of them.
We're the franchise holder for most of the country. You know, the Emerald Triangle and all that.
Right. But I think if they want to pick a poster child, they have a lot of opportunities. I think they would just choose en masse, quite frankly. I think all the talk about, you know, changing it from a schedule one seems to make the most sense, but that's not really happening. You know, and there's a lot of other things that are still not getting through the process, you know, in Washington that...
And Colorado's been having a bunch of problems also.
Yeah.
So it's coming. You know, it's not this panacea, and it just would seem, let's take care of it sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'll tell you, after the break, let me tell you about Calaveras County.
All right. We'll talk frogs when we come back.
Do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:35. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Talk Shop presented this morning by CDH Painting and by Redec. Virginia, the concept of uncertainty is one that's always tough. I mean, when you guys were hosting the CSAC gathering a couple weeks ago, yeah, pretty area, yeah, it's heat escape, but yeah, it was marijuana was the topic du jour.
The topic, yeah.
Okay, so you had a lot of folks show up for that. I'm sure the national folks are interested also. A lot of this stuff is swirling. I hate to be like a one-note band here, but this marijuana thing is so uncertain now, and we're putting so much into it and the impacts that it causes. And everything could be upturned or tomorrow if... the Attorney General or the DOJ or, you know, the FBI, I mean, take your pick, decides to get aggressive with it.
Well, actually, it can be turned upside down without even that. One thing I will say is National Association of Counties is now having a cannabis meeting at each one of their events. In fact, later this month, some of us are going to be in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not sure if that's really where I'd choose to go. And
say hi to Lou for me.
Lie.
You got a buddy who's there.
But, you know, so that's definitely a conversation. But when I was saying Calaveras County, easy for me to say, an interesting thing happened there. Their county was taking advantage of, they had a lot of growing going on. So they started, you know, collecting permits and fees and fines, and I'm not sure what their structure looked like, but they had been doing that and have amassed significant funding and have brought on, you know, large numbers of employees as deputies, et cetera, and base their budget on the dollars that were coming in. But during their last election, I believe there may have been one recall, and then let's just say they have four new board members, all of which want to ban it now. So the situation you're looking at there is, how do you, one, if you ban it, you're going to be losing a good number of your, you know, deputy sheriffs and other things in the community that the community wants. And at the same time, the people who rightly got permits and have been paying, if you then ban it and if they can't operate, you're basically doing a taking. I mean, that to me is a very, you know, watching it from a distance, that is a really strange situation to be in. But it's one of those things that didn't matter about the national. It was, you know, things happen. And how do you adjust? And, you know, well, you have to be nimble. But, you know,
if the community elected them in, then that shouldn't be a surprise. I mean, that's kind of the position
well,
I take.
I know, but do you,
I take
you,
with you
right.
guys. I mean, you yeah. know where my position is on this thing. But if the community said yes,
but
through their electeds,
then they're going to be they're going to have to say, okay, then we're fine with you letting go the sheriffs
yeah,
and everything. Yeah,
that comes along with it.
And
I mean,
so that's I think there's you know, sometimes you vote. You know, you feel very strongly, and I think everyone at one time or another has maybe voted on something that when it actually happens and things start happening as, you know,
coming
fallout,
to fruition,
it's
yeah.
often like that. And that Prop 47 that called itself, you know, Safe Schools and Streets, which was anything but.
Right. Well, you still have to, I mean, if you vote uninformed.
Yeah. Or even
you owe yourself a tongue lashing, not
well,
somebody else.
I know,
else,
but yes. it's and but you know, there's a lot of people that.
Well,
I think there's a big business in.
Let's
in
go the other way then.
Things.
Okay, Fresno, no. Now they get different people elected, and they go yes. Nobody has issue with that. So if it goes one way, we have issues. If it doesn't go that way, then we don't.
No,
I mean,
I think taking the bigger issue with like Calaveras is how do you back it up once you've allowed it? I mean, it's, I think if you've said no, and it goes yes, well, then you have to put process in place. When you have process in place and you're getting money and you base most of your budgetary decisions on that, there's significant unwinding to figure out.
Well,
and
let's use the Coastal Commission for Humboldt County.
Not
Ryan.
Ryan fixed that, right?
About their extended reach based off of where they think the ocean is going to be with some of the modeling in 100 years. Really?
Well,
okay,
yeah.
But if that is accepted, then that's accepted and you have to deal with it. So it just, there's so much muddling going on with any of these things. And I think as we've talked in the past, I see a bubble like the logging industry was, and that there's going to be collapse, and we're going to be at the short end of this thing because so much of what we're doing as Calaveras is predicated on these revenues.
Well, yeah,
and when they're not there, you got to lay folks off. You got to make changes.
It's you know, if there was an easy answer, we'd have all had it by now.
But why not push for an answer now? Push for a decision. Get clarity. And if it's little old Humboldt County and Del Norte and, you know, those, even just California, where are our federally elected folks? And let's get this thing addressed.
Well, I suspect, and this is going to be later, the next legislative event in D.C. for the National Association of Counties isn't until, like, late, I think it's February. So you would hope that by then we would start seeing some direction, but at that point in time, and you know, there may just start being contingents going back and doing the lobbying, saying, just tell us what you're going to do.
Stop.
You know, we get these little, you know, teasers on there, and you try to figure out what did that mean? You know, what does this mean? And
that's exactly. And I guess that's where the local from those states need to push and to find out where things are. Or you set your budget based on 70%. And it's back to the draconian days, and it is what it is until we know otherwise, and any monies get set aside over in that fund that nobody touches.
By the way,
yes.
I just want to say, speaking of D.C., and we talked ADA a few minutes ago, I always find it ironic that when you're in Washington, D.C., they generally don't have to have accessible buildings. Just
well, that's
saying.
That's like the franking privilege, too, et cetera, et cetera. You don't get that, by the way.
Ironies.
You?
What?
You don't get the franking privilege at the county, do you?
I hate to ask you. I don't even really know what that is.
Free postage.
Oh, heck no.
I didn't think so. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:43.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:47. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Virginia Bass. Virginia, with the marijuana, CSAC, their attention now, NACO with their attention as the county representatives. You're also coming in at the state. What, are you number two now, number one?
Are
you
that
VP,
actually,
VP, VP? Or
yeah,
what
it'll
are
be
you?
Vice president, but that actually switches like in December. And I don't know when supervisor Bond switches.
Before the legalization.
Oh, yeah,
for
yeah.
recreation hits. Is there any push that the CSAC organization representing the counties or LECA with the cities is doing to force the state's attorney general to do anything about this? Or are they just going to sit back and rock it like they did 215?
Becerra, isn't that his name? We met him, and he was fairly new. I know he spoke at our last conference. I don't know of any... specifics. Well, at least I'm not involved in them. That's not saying that we don't have staff. And probably the rural counties group that Rex is involved in, is also putting pressure to try to figure out, what they can do to help. I don't have any specifics, though, for you. I could make something up.
Would it make sense to start doing some of this stuff? Or am I just goofball here in the conversation?
Well, I don't want to say some of it hasn't started. Generally what happens...
To a decision, not 20 years of community meetings and discussions and talking for this group and talking from that group.
Well, you got to remember, this gentleman just walked into his job, fairly new still. I suspect he's, got pretty much up and running, but there is probably
couldn't
a lot
have been
on
unaware.
His plate. Oh, no, I wouldn't be unaware.
Other than immigration, what would be there? For an attorney general in California, I
suspect there's more than we know to it, but
possibly.
But
there are not too many elephants in the middle of the room. This has got to be one of them.
The biggest. Well, obviously, this is a huge one, and I'd have to get back to you on that. I will find out. We have an officer's call on Monday, and I will say I need to know.
Good.
I'm on a need to know basis.
I got this thorn on my side.
Speaking of that, you have a listener. And I'll say his name, Gary. You know who I'm talking about.
A listener, okay.
Who said that you give me a lot of trouble on air. So I just wanted to let him know that you are now on warning, Brian, because...
Oh, all right. Do I get like a notice or something to hang on the wall?
I can bring... I could do that.
Yeah, a little something. Don't make it too legible.
Yeah.
So, I don't...
No worries.
Okay. It's there. It seems to be the topic du jour for the last decade. Probably will be for the next. It's finally something has knocked off the general plan update for this.
Yeah.
And everything associated with the sphere of influence, the fine schedules, code enforcement, all the things associated with it. So have a good summer. I think we'll be revisiting this one, huh?
Oh, yeah. We'll have lots.
Thanks for coming by.
Well, thanks for having me.
See everybody tomorrow.